Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Have you ever been at a job where you were at a time clock?
No.
The time clock was created for the wage slaves out there. So, like, yeah. I've never punched a time clock. I've had to sign, like, when I worked at the Leader Post, I had to sign in.
Right.
Every time I came in, sure. But it wasn't like
you didn't. That's kind of the same thing.
Kind of the same thing. Here is great. You just come and go here as long as you do your thing.
Right.
That's what I like about it. So, yeah, it was created on this day 126 years ago. So, if you don't like time clocks, thank Daniel M. Cooper.
People have been trying to figure out how to cheat it ever since.
And here's one. In 1945, the U.S. government announced the end of shoe rationing. For the previous 2.5 years, leather had been in high demand for the war. The government limited the amount of new shoes you could buy. So how many pairs of shoes do you have?
Not many. Maybe 4 or 5.
Okay, so if you had to go to 2 pairs of shoes, what would you go with?
Oh, summer shoes, winter shoes.
Saskatchewan. Like what? Like you're going with Sanooks in the summer?
I would go them over flip-flops because flip-flops are very specific to a certain kind of weather. I mean, you can't wear flip-flops unless it's really warm.
Yeah.
And like my Sanooks or boat shoes, you can kind of rock those all summer.
So you're wearing Sanooks to the gym then? Or on a run or something?
Oh, right.
I'm going a nice pair of running shoes and one pair of kind of dress / casual shoes.
Well, then for the cause, I'm going to have to give up physical fitness.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
If you're looking at dressing up as a celebrity this Halloween, an internet data company analyzed Google searches regarding celebrity costumes over the past month.
These
are the top 5. I don't know. Like, honestly,
really?
Heidi Klum at number 5.
Oh,
Kylie Jenner at 4.
Yeah, I expect. Yeah.
Cher at 3.
Cher?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. Britney Spears at 2.
What?
Yeah, and Ariana Grande at 1.
Where did you get this list from? 1997?
Dude, Dolly Parton's in the top 20. Michael Jackson, Paris Hilton, and Madonna. I'm not even joking.
Michael Jackson has always been like a go-to.
Paris Hilton?
Yeah, but how do you dress as Paris Hilton?
Dolly Parton, I know how you dress as her, but maybe that's because it's easy.
You just got to find a balloon guy.
Kanye West gave Kim, on that private island birthday she had, he gave Kim a hologram of her dad, Robert Kardashian, for her 40th birthday.
A hologram?
Yeah, and get this.
Oh, my God.
Told her that she, quote, married the most genius man in the whole world, Kanye West.
Oh, he's that's so what the, modest.
That's what the hologram said.
Oh, man. Oh, the hologram. So he actually got her dad to say that.
Yes.
Wow. That is all kinds of
vanity.
Appendage swinging.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
After Borat 2 came out, someone started that. Started a GoFundMe page for that kind woman who tried to help out Borat's daughter. Anyway, someone should start a GoFundMe page to get Giuliani some elastic pants. If you see the scene, you know what I'm saying.
See it all for you.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hey, now I'm not sure how you could possibly watch The Tiger King during this pandemic and think that good things will happen when you're around big cats and lunatics who own them, okay? It's a 50-year-old guy named, and of course this happens in Florida.
Yeah, well, of course.
Dwight Turner in Davie, Florida, and he recently went to a small private animal sanctuary owned by a dude named Michael Pogge. Same type of thing you saw with Joe Exotic Lion King, okay?
Right,
or Tiger King, whatever.
Lion King.
Yeah, anyway.
Close.
Anyway, so Dwight paid Mikey $150 for a, quote, full contact experience with a black leopard.
Oh, boy.
That sounds like, sounds pretty reasonable, doesn't it? First of all, when I go to a private small little sanctuary and I only have to pay $150 to get in the cage,
right?
That seems a little low. Like, if I want a full experience.
I'm expecting a few hundo. Maybe like 500 bucks or something. If somebody's willing to do it for a cheeseburger.
So if I pay $150, already an established low price, and I step in the cage by myself without the trainer.
Go ahead in there. Padlock is unlocked. Just open her up real slow, though. But yeah, get on in there.
It took 2 minutes and the dude got mauled by the leopard. Mauled. He had to go to emergency, needed multiple surgeries because the leopard did a number on his head and his right ear.
Okay, the cat's coming at you. All right, tuck and roll, buddy. Tuck and roll.
Now the guy, he was licensed to have the cat, but not have the offer an experience.
Act like a tree. Don't move. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. He thinks those are berries. Well, he thinks those are berries. Oh.
Hey, maybe you shouldn't have worn that cologne called Le Hot Dog. Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You know, I have a lot in common with Puddle of Mud. I was big in the early 2000s. I regret what I've done, and I will do horrible things for money now. And... one of those things is eat a disgustingly hot chip. So
I could never do this.
The Pocky One Chip Challenge. You and I were talking about doing this. I think it was a couple of years back. We had problems with the shipping of the chip.
And so we ate a lesser.
It was still hot, but it was not the Pocky One Chip.
Yeah,
challenge.
You ate the whole bag, so it wasn't that hot.
No, exactly. I actually quite enjoyed them. But I have been asked. A lady by the name of Kalinda on Twitter asked if I would take part in this one chip challenge, and it's all for the Alan Blair Cancer Center. And you know that my family has been affected by cancer too much, and my father actually used the Alan Blair Cancer Center, so it's always had a really big spot in my heart.
Right.
So, we are raising money for the Alan Blair Cancer Center. I'm going to do the one chip challenge. So if I raise the most, I don't really get a prize or anything, but I get to watch everybody else eat it before I do. Which I don't know if that's a win or a loss, but nonetheless, that's what'll go down. Whoever raises the least has to eat the chip first.
Okay.
And that'll go down next Saturday. We'll do it on social media, so you'll see me do Facebook Live with it and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so to donate, please do so, because I'm about to die with this
thing.
It's
worth it.
Go to cancerfoundationsask.ca. I'll put the link up on our Facebook page a little bit later. And then go down to the designation. The pull-down menu, select Alan Blair Cancer Center. And then in the comment, just write Chad McDonald of The Wolf or The Wolf or whatever.
So all your money goes to the cause, or does some go to your funeral after you eat this?
The funeral of my bumhole.
I wonder exactly how hot it is.
Well, they say...
You're supposed to use gloves when transporting it.
And this is a 2020 edition, so it's a new version of it. And
you know the 2020 edition, if it's anything like the year, it's really going to suck.
It's a Carolina Reaper. So I've decided, too, that if I raise the most money, which right now I am on top, so let's keep that going. Mm-hmm. If I raise more money than, say, Warren Dean of CTV or Mark Johnson of Play 92 or whoever, if I raise more money than everybody, I will go 3 minutes without water or milk after eating it.
No way.
I will go a full 3 minutes. I will force myself to go a full 3 minutes without any sort of help.
You're doing this on next Saturday.
Yes.
I won't be anywhere around you. I don't have to give you mouth to mouth. And giving you mouth to mouth could be dangerous for the person.
Exactly. Believe me, if I die, they'll be let him die.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Coyotes in the fourth round picked a guy named Mitchell Miller. He goes to school at UND. Miller pleaded guilty at the age of 14 to one count of assault and one count of violation of the Ohio Safe Schools Act. He and another teen were accused of making a 14-year-old black kid with a disability eat a candy push pop after wiping it in a bathroom urinal.
Horrible.
And video shows them kicking and punching him. Now, in less than a week, the team went from saying they're going to use Mitchell Miller as kind of the face of, you know, bullying. Racial injustice and bullying and all that type of stuff, to now dumping him, cutting all ties because the heat's just too much. Are the Coyotes wrong in doing this? In your opinion?
It's a tricky one because you need to have some sort of redemption, correct?
Yeah, and the kid was only 14 when he did this. He didn't even have, he wasn't even in puberty yet. And I didn't bully anybody when I was 14. I got bullied. But at the end of the day, like, yeah. At four, I'm not condoning what he did.
This is a tricky one, though, because it's racial. And
but is it racial? Apparently he did call him some bad words.
Yeah,
too.
Well, then it was racial.
Yeah, okay. So I agree, it was racial. And at 14 years, but he got convicted. I'm assuming, I didn't go a deep dive, but I'm assuming he got some community service where he had to do some stuff.
I don't think I would ruin the kid's life, but I think I would definitely make him do a lot of public speaking.
Well,
on
that's
the
what
issue.
They were initially going to do, and then they backed away from it, and now my son goes to school with this kid in North Dakota.
Yeah.
Like, he's in the same class as him. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of being, he's being bullied now. I mean, karma's a you know what.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're going to ruin two lives now?
Is there video of this?
There was video of them punching and kicking the guy.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're punks.
Yeah, I'm not condoning what he did.
But again,
it wasn't like he was 22. He was 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you do when you were 14 that you maybe
regret?
Well,
nothing that bad.
No, but
I did stupid things. I'm sure. I know I did stupid things. But did this kid know that there was a chance that he was going to be making the NHL when he was 14 years old? By 14, you usually have a general idea if you're a really good
hockey
player.
I don't know if you know you're going to make the NHL. And you're still, as a fourth round pick, you're not like you're a sure lock to make the NHL. Yeah. It's not like, and here's the other thing, Chad. If Mitchell Miller was the first round pick of the Coyotes, would they have got rid of him?
Well, no, they wouldn't have.
What I mean?
Absolutely not. They're setting an example, and it's unfair to him. But it's also
either way, though, buddy. This is a definitely learning thing for other kids as they're coming up. Just in your life, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, use it as an example. Like, hey, listen, if I want to be an athlete, or if I want to be really anything in life, I better make sure I keep my nose clean.
Like, suppose later in this guy's life, he wants to run for office.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen now.
Yeah, no, but he couldn't. Like, this would all come.
No.
So just be careful.
If he can't even play for the Phoenix Coyotes, dude.
That's not even what they're called anymore.
They have open tryouts and people don't even go.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Reaching out and saying good morning to Police Chief Evan Bray. How are you this morning?
Very good. Good morning, fellas.
Good, man. Now, speaking of classic, here's a classic clip from the 2005 game. BC Lions, Saskatchewan Roughriders. CBC had a strike for announcers, so they just played the game audio, and you got the only voice you heard during the broadcast was this voice right here.
Complete to number 3, Ryan Fellwell. He's wrapped up by 13, TJ Stansel. And there is a flag down on the east side of the field.
There you go.
Yeah, you remember that there, Evan? You remember that?
Yeah, it was kind of weird, you know, because we knew that they were going to be using the public address announcing throughout the game.
Yeah.
And so they said, you know, do more than you normally would. Because, of course, public address announcer, you basically give a quick recap of the play, right?
Right.
Darian Durant's pass complete to number 83, Andy Fantuz, or whatever. Right,
right, yeah.
So they wanted a little bit more. So it was like, it was a good experience. Got to do it for a couple of games. It was cool.
Police Chief Evan Bray joining us. So we are on the eve of Halloween, and how are you preparing with the Regina Police Service right now?
You know, it's Halloween has been a good night over the last few years. We haven't seen a lot of, what I would consider real problematic things associated to Halloween. I think more and more trick-or-treaters that are going out earlier. So you don't see it happening too late. And so we just really try and step up visibility in terms of patrols out there just to peace of mind for mums and dads and the little ghosts and goblins as they're going around. And we just ask people to exercise caution and safety when it's crossing the roads and streets and those types of things. But it really hasn't been a big problem. And so it's more of an awareness thing for our officers.
I don't know how many people would be dressing up as police officers tomorrow. It doesn't seem to be the in profession in North America wide, but I'll tell you what, Regina got some glowing reviews. They asked a bunch of people across Canada their outlook on different police services, and you guys rank number one.
Yeah, it was kind of a nice surprise, to be honest. We weren't even aware that Angus Reid was doing this survey, but they conducted a survey, Canada-wide survey, based on the fact that, you know, there was a lot of unrest throughout the world around police and police misconduct, mm-hmm. particularly south of the border.
Yeah.
So they decided to do the survey, and Regina polled very well, and we did get some great results. And I've said, you know, I've talked about this a few times. There's always stuff to work on, and so we're looking at that. We're enjoying the positive results, but we're also looking at, okay, where's some areas we can continue to make improvement.
With your image, Police Chief Evan Bray, how careful of your image are you? And by that I mean, you have to kind of have a little bit of a stern father mentality. Do you know what I mean? You have to be loving, but yet you have to be forceful. Is that tough to maintain both of those?
Yeah, I mean, are you talking about our police service?
No, I'm talking about you personally, actually. Like, how do you go about that? No, seriously. I mean, well, it's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I think it starts for me, sincerely, it starts with me for support and appreciation for our members. They do some incredible work, but some of the stuff that we've had happen over the last week even that has put our officers' safety in jeopardy, it's quite incredible. And I'm always in awe and appreciative of the work that they do. So, you know, sometimes the public doesn't want to hear, you know, that I'm always happy and supportive with the work that police do, because they want to know that I'm holding police officers accountable if they make a mistake. So it's about finding that balance and ensuring that we're doing what the community wants us to do. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, our police service success that we've just been talking about is 100% attributed to the women and men that work at our police service. So it's got to be a balance. And it's, I got the best job in the world. I've said that many times.
Okay, so just to wrap up, just because we're missing football so much, give us an Evan Bray call, Cody Fajardo to Shaq Evans. It's a 12-yard completion. Go ahead.
Cody Fajardo's pass is complete to Shaq Evans, 12 yards, and it's a first down Riders.
Wow, very good.
Love it.
Still has it.
Perfect. Still has it.
Unbelievable.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad, I'm going to ask you this question, and no, it's not a fat joke, but I'm going to ask you. So do you mm-hmm. like eating crust on the pizza? Like, are you a pizza crust guy?
Yeah, I am
too.
The crust.
Do you like it churched up? Like, are you the cheese inside the crust guy?
I'll handle the cheese. Yeah, I don't mind cheese inside a crust. I don't like when they put like sesame seeds on a crust or if it's like, like, I don't like thin crust. I like a good thick crust. You know?
Okay. So there's a picture going viral from a pizza place in Manchester, England, where someone ate the entire pizza but left the entire ring of crust. So what they did is they cut the inside of the pizza.
You know, why would you do that?
I don't know.
That seems wasteful.
Doesn't it?
Why wouldn't you just... Yeah, no, that's garbage. I don't agree with that.
You got to be a monster to eat a pizza like that.
Yeah, you really do. That's just...
I actually really love the crust. I don't necessarily... I'm with you. I'm a thick crust guy.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Like, I'm not a big cheese inside the crust. Yeah. Cheese is for the inside of the pizza.
But again, we've talked about this. A good Sasky pizza, like the Greek pizza, as we call it.
Yeah.
It's not cut into slices. It's cut into squares. Mm-hmm. And you have to get the swamp rat, which is the middle piece that doesn't have any crust. No,
it's
crust.
Greasy.
And it's just greasy. It falls apart. Yeah. You can't even... You got to eat it with a fork and knife because you can't even pick it up.
Yeah.
That's the money piece. And I know. I just said I love the crust. I do love the crust, but I love grease more.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that. You know, I know when I got a good pizza? When I take it home and I have to put it on the floor of my car.
Yeah, yeah.
With
winter mats.
Exactly. Because the grease is going to leak through it.
That's a good pizza. That's a good Sasky pizza right there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't mind. I like the crust. But it's got to be done a certain way. I've got a lot of pizza before where the crust is no bueno.
No bueno.
Will not eat that crap at all.
Whoever this person is that ate the inside of a pizza and left the crust, they should go to jail.
Disgusting.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.